tough weekend for the Sooners, but they pulled it out. That's all that matters. Let's talk about all that matters. You know, when it's football time in America, you know, certain things take precedent. At least for Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, how are you today?
And the Cowboys won by one late field goal.
The Cowboys? Who are the Cowboys?
That's a good question. I'm not that enamored of professional sports anymore. I still love college sports, but professional sports, I'm not too enamored with them. Many of these players go around with these big macho dogs, these pit bulls in their neighborhoods, trying to be big shots, and they are big shots, but they don't have to intimidate the whole neighborhood with this stuff. And the dogs sometimes get out. And neighbors complain, and then everybody is very, very sorry for what happened.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Friday, we learned that the drone strike in Afghanistan killed an aid worker and his family, seven kids, people that were helping America. We found out the French were recalling their ambassador. I can't ever remember the French recalling their ambassador since about the War of 1812, maybe.
That's probably true.
Well, it is true. Let's see. The southern border, there is no southern border. There's no resistance from the Americans at the southern border at all, as the Haitians are flooding in.
I know Del Rio fairly well. I used to go down there. There's a bunch of small towns right on the border. Del Rio, Weslaco, WSLACO, a whole bunch of them. And it goes all the way down to Edinburgh and McAllen. A lot of people have heard of McAllen. But Del Rio was always a nice, small, sleepy town. Now they have 15,000 immigrants. It's probably more like 20,000 camped on their doorstep. And now the Biden administration wants to take them back to Haiti. And what if they don't want to go? And they have all kinds of diseases. I feel so sorry for them, really. Apparently diseases have popped up like leprosy, yellow fever, diseases that we haven't heard of in a long time. And it's terrible. You feel sorry for them, and yet you're scared about them letting them in. Plus the illegal drugs coming in, like fentanyl and everything else, and it's a mess.
It is a mess, but here's what I can't figure out. You're a professor. You understand geography a little bit, I'm going to guess, right? How in the world are the 14, 15, 16, however many thousands are under the bridge in Del Rio, the vast majority, almost all of them, are Haitians? How the hell did the Haitians get from Haiti all the way west to Mexico and then north to Texas?
I wonder the same thing. I think they just, jump over to the mainland by boat or who knows what, and then they climb their way into Texas. I have no idea how they really do it. I wonder the same thing. Was the Biden administration complicit in this? This administration is the most corrupt, incompetent administration maybe in American history. Joe Biden's going to speak to the United Nations this week. I hope he simply does it virtually, because if they see this frail old man walk in with no teleprompter, and he stands there, maybe they will give him a teleprompter. It'll be horrible. So I hope it's all by Zoom or by virtual, because he should not go there in person.
If he does, it could be the end of his presidency.
It could very well be.
Let me ask you this. Let's game that out just a little bit, if we may, right? How on earth could we stand on the world stage with Kamala Harris as president?
At least the Senate will not have her vote. And so it may give the Republicans, the Senate, a little bit of a leg up if she becomes president of the United States. But otherwise, it'll be equally bad. I don't know if it'll be
I think it'll be worse. I mean, she's not liked by anybody.
I know. It could very well be. But it's not a matter of being liked. She's a mean lady, and she has that cackle. And so I think that a lot of people may turn on her as well. But at least the Republicans may have a better chance in the Senate. And this week, by the way, the Senate and the House are going to dabble with trillions and trillions of dollars and where to spend it. And the rules of the House and the Senate are so arcane that it's very difficult for anybody to know what is going on. If I hear that word reconciliation one more time, I'm going to scream. The average American doesn't know what they're talking about. Reconciliation, all that kind of nonsense, and even filibusters. And so they're going to try to get through, I've heard, as much as $7 or $8 trillion of spending, which will add to inflation. And the global financial markets are not doing
sure.
well.
Big setback, though. Big setback for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, because the parliamentarian, the guy who says you can or cannot do this,
that's
says
right.
you can't put illegal aliens into the reconciliation deal. No. And Chuck Schumer. So another big setback for the Democrats. And honestly, I'm looking at numbers here from the Hill. The Hill's not, you know, they're not really right or left from what I read. They're kind of down the middle. The independents, the swing voters, they have fled from Joe Biden. And I mean fled in massive numbers. The idea that I just saw a couple of polls that shows. Yeah, it shows Joe Biden still with a plus one favorability. There is no way on this planet he has a plus one favorability anywhere.
Well, he took a vacation this weekend. A vacation from what? And then he's going to come back. I'm saying, stay in your vacation home, Joe. Stay
yeah,
there.
Please.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, that's a better idea. Let us be. But in all honesty, how do you... We're only 7 months in, sir. How do we rally from this? How do we come back from where we are for the next 3 years? I mean, how does the world look at the United States?
The Republicans need a leader, and there is no leader in the Republican ranks. Mitch McConnell will not
do it. I disagree. I think Ron DeSantis is a leader.
He's the closest there is, and or Ted Cruz. But DeSantis of Florida is an excellent man. If the media will give him proper attention, he could emerge as a great leader. But the Republicans need a leader, somebody who is articulate and really take it to the Democrats. But if they just stay the way they are now, the Democrats may be able to hang on.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I'm looking at the Hill, and this is where I am. If you have a 10% swing, you know, that's 44 seats, right? Give or take. And if you have a 15% swing, that's 60-some seats. I think it could be worse. Historically speaking, members of Congress have a better than 90% chance of being reelected. That's not going to happen this time. Not at all. I'll give you the last word.
I hope you're right.
No, I'm right.
The Democrats have taken this country down a very bad road. And I hope we can recover from it. But it's a bad road to socialism and who knows what else. But it's really not good and very scary. I listened to a lot of talk shows over the weekend, and many of them were saying that they talk to people, and they're always saying, we're in trouble. I must say, they're right. The average
right.
guy on the street, they may not know what reconciliation is, but they know they're in trouble.
There you go. Professor, I got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate you, sir, as always.
Have a good week, sir.
You too. Right back on the Steve Gruber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.